Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
My name is Winona Parsons, and I ordered some of the keto from you.
Okay.
And I got the one that you charged me $6.70 for, but on May the 5th, you charged me for another bottle, and this is not what I want. Do you have the keto 1500?
Okay. I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. I just need to first locate the account, ma'am. Can I please have the zip code, please?
I have not received the one that you charged on May the 5th.
Okay, ma'am. I still need to locate an account order so I can see what's going on. So can I please have the zip code?
Can you just go ahead and send me the one with the 1500 on it?
Ma'am, I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you, but I first have to locate an account order so I can see exactly what's going on and who you would have services with.
Well, that you charged me for on 505, I have not received it.
I understand what you're saying, ma'am, and for me to be able to see what's going on with that and who you would have services with, I first have to locate.
And I don't want it. I do not want it because this is not doing any good at all.
Can I please have the zip code?
I took the other bottle, and it's just not working.
Can I please have the zip code, ma'am?
37862.
Three, seven, eight, six, two, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have the first and last name, please?
I beg your pardon?
Can I please have the first and last name, please?
My name is Winona, W-I-N-O-N-A, Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S.
Thank you for that, ma'am. I'm looking for that name, ma'am.
I beg your pardon?
I said thank you for that, ma'am. Bear with me.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
I'm looking for that name, ma'am. Bear with me. Okay, can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today?
I beg your pardon.
Can I please have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about?
It is 166 River Garden Court, Sevierville, Tennessee.
Thank you for that, ma'am. I've gone ahead and located the account with the information today. So I do see you had
you
placed
do have
order
the
for a trial.
You do have the 15. You do have the 1500 keto.
So I do see you placed an order for the keto, ma'am. It was initially back on the 19th
well,
of April. And that
if
was
you'll
for
send
the
me that,
Slim keto.
If you will send that to me and not charge me for it now, because you've already charged me for another bottle and I haven't got it.
Okay, so that was initially a 14-day trial period, is what you initially placed the order for, ma'am, after the 14-day trial ended because you didn't call back to cancel. You were going to be billed the full retail price of that trial and placed on unmade billing and shipping and receive the product, ma'am. Now, what I can go ahead
well,
and do, ma'am,
I
do
need
you
to send
you know.
That without charging me anything. You've already charged me almost, $92.90.
Yes, that was for the end of trial cost for you, ma'am, for that trial you initially received, ma'am. That trial was a 14-day trial for a full 30-day supply after the 14-day trial ended if you didn't call back to cancel. as it stated in terms and conditions, you were going to be billed before retail price of that trout. What I can't well, go I didn't ahead get and
that
do bo-
so. I did not receive that bottle, and I don't want to receive it. If you will mail this other one to me, and do not charge it on my credit card.
Okay, ma'am. What I can go ahead and do for you today is I do see that you
because I'll call my credit card company and tell them not to charge it again.
I do see that you were.
If I don't get it. What'd you say?
I do apologize, ma'am. I do see that you were delivered your initial order for the trial. I'm showing it was delivered to you on April the 23rd. What I can go ahead and do, though, for you is provide you with a 35% discount off of all future products for you, ma'am. Would you like to take advantage of that?
If you will go ahead and send me the keto and the $1,500 and don't charge me for it, then I might order some more if it works.
Well, I do apologize. What you're being billed for is that end of trial cost that you received, ma'am. That bottle you did receive, that was a full 30-day supply. You're being billed for that, ma'am.
Well,
it was
you
a
better
trial
not fee. Charge it. Again, I'm going to call my credit card company right now and tell them not to charge them more.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank
I do
you.
Apologize. I'll go ahead and just get this closed out for you today. Please stand in line.
I cannot understand the thing you're saying.
Bear with me, please, ma'am, while I go ahead and get this closed out for you today. And I'll go ahead and speak to my supervisor to see what more we can do about that charge for you. Please stay on the line.
Well,
I'll be back shortly, ma'am.
Okay.
There.
Hello?
Bear with me, ma'am. I'm here. I'm speaking to my supervisor. Please stay online. Okay, ma'am. So I went ahead and spoke to my supervisor, and they did want me to let you know what we can go ahead and do for you about that most recent charge for you is provide you with a 35% refund to the end of trial cost for you.
You're not going to charge anymore on my credit card.
No, ma'am. We're not billing you
anymore.
It's a refund to the end of trial cost for you.
Well, I better get the other bottle, so I'll take care of the rest of it. Thank you very much.
Okay, ma'am. I'm getting this closed out for you, ma'am. I'll go ahead and try to speak to my supervisor, see if there's anything more we can do for you about the end of trial costs, ma'am. But I do want to make you aware, whenever you do file a dispute with your bank or credit card company, they will temporarily issue those charges and they will investigate the terms and conditions you agreed upon. Once their investigation is complete, what would end up happening
I can't understand
is you would end up
what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me better now, ma'am? Is that
yes,
better?
Uh-huh.
I do apologize.
That's better.
So I do want to make you aware whenever you do file a dispute with your bank or credit card company, what they would go ahead and do is they would temporarily issue those charges back to your account, and then they would investigate the initial terms and conditions you agreed upon, ma'am. After their investigation is complete, what would end up happening is you would end up incurring a charge back based on terms and conditions you did agree upon when you placed the order. So I hate for you to have to go through all that. I'm going to speak to my supervisor and see what more I can do for you today. So please bear with me while I see what more we can do for you about this charge, ma'am. I'm going to place you back on a brief hold, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. So I was able to go ahead and get my supervisor to approve a 50% refund. So I can issue you a 50% refund back to the account on that $92.90. I just need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for these charges, ma'am?
Okay. Thank you very much. And you're going to send me the one with the $1,500 on it?
Ma'am, this would be a refund is what I'm going to be to issue you. I'm not sending out anything else, ma'am. It's a refund.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Just to have that taken off. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Bear with me, please. I have to provide you with the refund confirmation number. Before I can finish getting this issued, though, I just need to verify, is there currently an active dispute with your bank for the $92.90, ma'am? Hello?
Yes, I'm waiting.
Did you file a dispute with your bank, ma'am? I'm trying to verify that so I can issue the refund.
No, I just got my bill, and it just shows up where you charged that $92.90, and I haven't received that.
I understand. Bear with me for a moment while I get this refund issued back to your account. Please stand in line. Bear with me, I'm working on the refund. Okay. I've gone ahead and got that refund issued. You'll be getting back $46.45 back to your account, ma'am. That refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. I have a refund confirmation number whenever you're ready.
Well, are you going to send me another bottle of the other?
This is the refund, ma'am. Are you ready for your refund confirmation number?
Okay,
are you ready for the refund confirmation number, ma'am?
Yes.
So it's going to be...
But now tell me something. You're giving me a discount on that, but I haven't received the pills.
Okay, ma'am. So what you're being refunded... is the end of trial cost, ma'am. That's for the end of trial cost, ma'am. It's not for new
shipment. I'm not being refunded the $92.90. I didn't get the pills.
Ma'am, I'm issuing a $49 refund back to that end of trial cost for you. So it's a $46.45 refund, ma'am. I can go ahead and try to speak to my supervisor, see if there's anything more we can do about that charge, ma'am. Bear with me, please.
Are you going to send me some pills?
Okay, ma'am. So I was able to go ahead and get my supervisor to approve a 75% refund for you. So I can go ahead and get that adjusted for you on the refund. Bear with me.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I don't get any pills, I'm calling my credit card company and they will take it off.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and try to see if there's anything more we can do for you about that most recent charge. Please bear with me.
Because I can't afford $46.40 just to give away. I'm an old senior citizen.
Bear with me, ma'am. I'm speaking to my supervisor. Okay, so I've gone ahead and got that refund issued back to the account, ma'am. My supervisor approved a full refund. The refund will be back on your account within 3 to 5 business days. I have a refund confirmation number whenever you're ready.
Well, I received another bottle of pills.
You're receiving a full refund, ma'am, of the $92.90. That refund will be back on your account within 3 to 5 business days. Are you ready for your refund confirmation number?
Yes.
It's going to be 6-2-3-0-1-4-7-4-4-2.
6-2-3-0-1-4-7-4-4-2.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
And that'll take the $92.90 off of my bill.
That is your refund confirmation number. The refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.